NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A 29-year-old Hobbs man is dead after a high-speed chase that started in Andrews, Texas, ended south of Hobbs. 27-year-old Jasmine Jaramillo, driving a stolen truck, crashed into a parked vehicle and a building. She fled from Andrews County deputies, Andrews police, and an Andrews fire marshal in a stolen Ford F-250 pickup truck. The high-speed chase crossed from Texas into New Mexico east of Eunice, and Jaramillo turned north towards Hobbs, where she swerved and struck a vehicle parked on the east side of the highway before running into a building. The person in the parked car, who was not immediately identified, later died as a result of injuries sustained in the crash. Jaramillo is being charged in Texas with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, evading arrest in a motor vehicle, and reckless driving. Additional charges are pending in New Mexico. And measles cases in West Texas have risen to 505, according to the Texas Department of State Health Services. Gaines County, Texas, has the highest reported number at 328. Terry County has a reported 46 cases, and Lubbock County has a reported 36 cases. In New Mexico, Chavez County became the third county in the state to report a case of the measles. New Mexico now has reported 56 cases, with 53 of those in Lee County and 2 in Eddy County. Chevron will boost the triple fracs, fracturing 3 wells with 1 frac spread at one time, to more than half of its wells in the Permian Basin, amid efforts to reduce the cost and times of fracking at the world's top shale basin. Chevron plans to use the triple frac on between 50 and 60% of its wells in the Permian. That's up from 20% of the wells triple fracked last year. The triple frac reduces by 25% the time to bring wells to production. This leads to a 12% drop in Chevron's cost per fracked well in the Permian, officials said. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.